Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, another late show here on the Good Neighbor News Talk, 830 WCCO. Welcome in. Pull up a seat and enjoy the next 3 hours. As a sports fan, whether it's professional sports, collegiate sports, or even at the high school level, there is a difference between winning and having a good culture in sports. There's a distinction between the two. Because you can be a winning organization program and have a bad culture. And I bring this up because I feel like the word culture is overused. We hear it all the time. I think the person that's used it the most in this market has been PJ Fleck. The second most times it's been used has probably been Kevin O'Connell, okay? And I'm not sitting here and saying that culture doesn't matter, but what I'm saying is that there's a difference between winning and having a good culture. And I do wonder, as sports fans, do you care about the culture of your team, or is it all about winning? The New England Patriots, they were winning years ago, but they had some bad actors. The culture, you know, they talk about, you know, the Patriot way. They had Aaron Hernandez on the team. Like, they had some bad actors on that team. So, I look at the things that are going on in college football, and you see James Franklin's out of a job. You see Brian Kelly's out of a job. Like, there's Napier's out of a job down in Florida. So there's going to be some big-time openings in a bunch of different places. But do you care about the culture of your team and program that you support, that you root on for? Or let's be honest, is it all about winning for you? 651-461-9226. I'll give you a perfect example of something that rubbed me the wrong way with regards to someone coming into a situation, newly hired, head coach, and he meets his team. Because we talk about, when they use that word culture, they talk about that on the front end primarily, and then they'll get back to it along the way. Like PJ Fleck, he'll sprinkle it in from time to time, at least a couple times a year, about the culture. But we hear about it, and it gets hammered over your head on the front end. And Deion Sanders, and I'm not a Deion Sanders hater. Sometimes the arrogance is a little bit much for me. I got to be honest with you. But Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes struggling a little bit this year, right? I was watching them, not this past weekend, but the weekend before, and they got absolutely hammered by Utah. It was like 45-10 or something like that. Like, it was bad. Like, it was ugly. And I'm looking at Deion's squad, and I know that, look, you're not going to be as good without Shador. You're not going to be as good without Travis Hunter. We get that. You're talking about a top five pick and then an NFL quarterback that's no longer with your program. Understandable that you'll probably take a step back. But I didn't like the way that he walked into Colorado. And do I think that at times when you struggle, that you will, when you face adversity, that you will become humbled? Yes. And I think that everybody needs that. Not just Chris or me or you in the listening audience or Deion Sanders, whoever it is. Everybody should, you know, go ahead and eat a slice of that humble pie. But this is something that I want to go back to, because Deion's struggling now. Remember, this was in his first meeting after he was announced as the head coach at the University of Colorado, where he, to me, disrespected the kids that were already in the program, because he started talking about the players that he was going to bring into the program and talking about how he's going to bring his Louis Vuitton type of players.
Uniforms may not even look like they look now, because the cleats, guarantee there's going to be some special. We got a few positions already taken care of, because I'm bringing my luggage with me. And it's Louis. Okay. It ain't going to be no more of the mess that these wonderful fans, the student body, and some of your parents have put up with for probably 2 decades now. I'm coming. And when I get here, it's gonna be change. So I want y'all to get ready to go ahead and jump in that portal and do whatever you're gonna get. Because the more you jump in, the more room you make. Because we bring kids that are smart, say that, smart.
Smart.
Tough.
Tough.
Fast.
Fast.
Discipline.
Discipline.
With character.
Character.
One more time.
Smart.
Smart.
Tough.
Tough.
Fast.
Fast.
Discipline.
Discipline.
With character.
With character.
That's the ones we're going to get.
All right, so he said that these fans, they've been disrespected for way too long. Last couple decades. Right? That's what he said, right? He's bringing his luggage with him, and it's Louis. He encouraged the kids in the room, oh, you might want to go ahead and jump in that portal, referring to the transfer portal. To me, that's disrespectful to kids that you don't even know, right? Like, I didn't like that the moment he said it. I always stated that those are the type of comments that can come back to bite you. And when I sit there and I see that he's 3-5 right now this year, in their last game against Utah, they lost 53-7. 53-7. I mean, you talk about change, Deion. But my overarching point is culture versus winning. Do you care about how you win? Or is it just about the wins? 651-461-9226. Because let's be honest, some of you out there don't care. Some of you will not care about the under the or the behind the scenes money that's given. Because remember back in the day it was the $100 handshakes and all that other stuff, whatever. I've seen NBA players in the college recruiting process, receive money. Receive stuff. Like shoe company stuff. I've seen that years ago. I'm not going to get into the specifics of who. But the bottom line is, do you care how it gets done? Or are you all about it just getting done? 651-461-9226. Your thoughts coming up next year on The Lake Show. All right, welcome back to The Lake Show. News Talk 830 WCCO. The text line from the 952, Henry, if the Love Boat Vikings had won the Super Bowl, there would have been some righteous anger after the cruise that would have been completely vanquished by the Super Bowl win. This is true. Everybody, let's be honest. If the Vikings were able to produce a Super Bowl and there was some massive scandal, nobody would care. Like, you got Bounty Gate that happened with the Saints.
I was just going to say, if we were the team that put the bounty out on Drew Brees, would we care?
Nope.
I don't think so. Yeah, exactly. I kind of feel as if you need a little bit of culture. You can't have a whole department or a team full of heathens, right? I mean, you got to have a little morality there.
No, so, but culture can be negative or positive.
Well, yeah.
You're going to have a culture regardless.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But when you're talking about having a culture, more times than not, when you're talking about the culture, you're talking about something that you want to improve, so it is just inherently negative. You know what I mean? Like, after a while, you've established that culture, we don't seem to talk about it as much. It's more, like you said, it's more on the front side, because, hey, we want to establish this culture. I mean, what is culture? Like, is it just this is the way that we want to do
things?
It's
the way that we want to do things around here. But the thing is that when a coach or somebody with an organization uses that word, they're using it because they're talking about it in a positive way. No one's ever going to mention it and throw it out there to the media and say it in a negative aspect, like, you know, our culture's bad. You know what I mean?
Well, I think they do, though, when they come into it. There are coaches that, I mean, like Dion. And by the way, I'm with you in the sense that I thought he completely threw those kids under the bus. It's like,
yeah, I didn't like that.
Oh,
at all.
We like, you're not good enough. I walked in here.
Yes.
You are instantly not good enough. You know what, Dion? Well, maybe you could use some of that off-brand Walmart, Costco luggage right about now, couldn't you?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that when on the front end, when somebody comes in and talks about culture, I think that at times when you use it and you're part of the new regime, it's almost taking a shot at the previous regime.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
But I guess that has to be called into question. So, like, for instance, I'll give you a perfect example since he's in the news right now. It's Brian Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Kelly, right? New guy at LSU. Will we say that he created a bad culture down there? Because you know the next coach that comes in is going to talk about culture. I wonder what Brian Kelly said about culture when he got there, because the person that he replaced was what, Ed Orgeron?
Yeah.
He won a championship.
Yeah. Coach O.
Yeah.
Coach O won a lot of football game down there in the bayou.
That's a good impersonation.
He won a lot of football down there. I tell you what, now we're going to eat that. Yeah.
But he won.
Yeah, won a lot of games.
He won,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, he did. And again, Is it culture? Is it winning? I want to win, but I also want to be proud of the team that I cheer for. You know, so as a fan, I want a little bit of culture.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Would you be proud of your, and we can take phone calls too at 651-461-9226. Would you be proud of the college or university that you love and you support if they had a bunch of knuckleheads that had issues off the field, but they won back-to-back championships? Now, I'll give you an example. And I'm not saying that everything is bad down there, but there has been some issues at the University of Georgia. Okay? At the University of Georgia, there's been some issues with them and automobiles. That even, seriously.
I know. Jalen Carter.
Involved
a lot of them.
But more than just Jalen Carter.
A lot of them. Yeah, yeah. They like to go fast.
And it involved the fatality.
Yes,
of did. A couple of different individuals. A woman that worked with the athletic department, mm-hmm, and one of the players.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, I'm always going to be a person that wants to see things done the right way. Yes, mm-hmm, I do want to win, but I am not a win-at-all-costs person. I'm not that guy. And I'm not sitting here saying that every team, every program has got to have everybody clean cut and there's going to be no knucklehead. No, that's – I'm not delusional,
mm-hmm,
okay? Because we all – like, heck, we got family members that we have run-ins with, and we're like, dude, if you don't get out of my face, if you, you know what, stay away from me because you're up to no good.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm not going to compromise with regards to morality. And if I look at things and I say, man, I really do have some issues with you, then I just can't continue to promote that.
And that's why there are certain times when you look at a team and you're like, this team is either so easy to root for, or this team is hard to root for, because you see what's going on and you get a feel and the vibes. If you're asking me personally, like my college team's North Dakota State, my alma mater, and we've won championships since the 80s, and we've done it with knuckleheads, we've done it with straight A students. So I mean, they've run the gamut.
All right, let's go to Jeff in Sauk Rapids. He wants to weigh in. We know that Jeff, he wants people that are on the police blotter.
That's right. No, I think culture is more important if it's a good culture.
Mm-hmm.
You just made a couple of comments a moment ago here about people that people that do things the right way, and you know, they're straight up and honest. That's exactly what I want. I'm thinking I was going to use the Vikings as an example, because there was a point where they just had a moral turndown. Would I rather have seen, you know, would winning have been made it easier to swallow?
Yes. Well, yes, it would have.
They haven't won anything since then either, so it's hard to say.
But the answer to that is obvious. Yes, it's easier to swallow, like, bad headlines and things that are going wrong if your team is winning. You will stomach it. You just nailed it. You just nailed it, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, I try my best every once in a while.
Man, no, but that's a great take. And thanks for the phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. Let's be honest with ourselves. The majority of people out there listening, and I say majority, they would take a bad headline or two, an arrest, maybe, of a player, and it depends on the offense, mm-hmm. for a championship.
Yeah, I think they would, as long as it's a smaller percentage. You know what I mean? I don't think people want a whole team full of knuckleheads. But let's be honest, you're going to have those knuckleheads no matter what. Like, whether you're good or whether you're bad, whether you're mid, there are always going to be knuckleheads. And you're willing to accept those knuckleheads if they can be offset by the non-knuckleheads. So I think that's just kind of where... that's where my head is at. You're not going to have this pristine team. I mean, I'm not under any, you know, delusions that everybody's going to be singing Kumbaya and home at 8 o'clock on a Friday night. I mean, I know that's not going to happen.
I mean, we would never do anything wrong here in Minnesota.
No.
That just takes me back, though, with the Love Boat thing.
The Love Boat, yes. And when...
I remember at the time, like, we were doing... I know that we did some remotes, and were we doing like the Monday night show at Joe Censor's at that time? Like during those years, we were doing a bunch of remotes. Me and Corey Cole were doing a bunch of remotes,
mm-hmm.
and we used to do a Vikings bit on Monday nights, right at Joe Censor's out in Bloomington.
Okay,
and there would be like a player appearance, and I remember I think the season when all that stuff happened. Did we do a Verizon or like a Sprint? I think we did like a Sprint thing with like Dante Culpepper. Like it was, my point in bringing that up is things got awkward that year.
Yeah.
Things got awkward that year.
I would say, I remember I was living in Missouri at the time. And you know what? Kudos to Steve Smith from the Panthers, because the Vikings played the Panthers like the next week. Remember when he scored a touchdown and he sat down? And like he was in a boat and he was rowing the boat. And I'm like, I got to be honest, that's pretty good.
That was the game in which
Dante tore up his knee.
He tore up his knee.
Yeah.
That was it Chris Gamble went low And that was a bad, that was a satirical.
Yeah, I can't remember who did it, but yeah, it was the Steve Smith celebration.
Yep.
And it was Dante.
It was that game because we had an appearance that Sunday morning at GameWorks in downtown Minneapolis.
Oh, GameWorks. Oh, man.
I remember like it was yesterday. Dude.
Oh, GameWorks. Oh,
remember
yes.
like it was yesterday.
Man.
Yeah, crazy. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, I want and I expect more for my money with the National Basketball Association. I'll tell you why next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I want and I expect more for my money with the NBA, the National Basketball Association. The expectations need to be raised and not lowered with the NBA. The NBA right now is in the spotlight. You've got this betting scandal. You've got the mafia ties. And the betting stuff, though, like that specific controversy, forget about the poker stuff, the prop bet stuff, that has been discussed and speculated about for the last, what, year and a half, or at least a year, because you had Jonte Porter, Terry Rozier now, and he's tied into all of this, so it's not a good look. So knowing that the NBA is under the microscope, I'm saying this to Commissioner Adam Silver. I want more. You know what I want more of? I want more of the signature, star, headline guys caring about winning, caring about playing, caring about being the product that we all want to see. And I say that off of the conversation and comments from the GOAT. The greatest of all time, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is now a part of the NBC broadcast family. He does a weekly segment where he sits down with Mike Tirico. And one of the things that he addressed and talked about was load management, which has been a thing now for, what, the last decade? But load management is something that needs to go away. And I think that it is going to be a bigger topic, at least for this season, I hope, because of Michael Jordan. Because I think that what Michael Jordan has just stated is actually going to shame some people. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say every star player wants to be a part of load management. We have heard Anthony Edwards get praised last year when he said that he wanted to play as much as possible. He always wanted to play. And we have seen Anthony Edwards get injured in a game and not just go ahead and sit on the bench. That if he's able to go, he's doing the Superman
thing. He's going to go.
He's going to get out there and he's going to go. So I give him props for that. But there are a lot of guys in the league that, as much as they love to play, they won't give it their all if they have a little bit of a tweak. They're a little bit nicked up. And Michael Jordan said on NBC that he's not a fan of load management, but he started when he talked about how he didn't want to miss a game.
The term load management has become such a hot button in the NBA.
I know you were going to talk about that one.
Because you played 80 games a lot. You played 82. What do you think of when you hear the term load management thrown around?
It shouldn't be needed, first and foremost. You know, I never wanted to miss a game because it was an opportunity to prove. It was something that I felt like, you know, the fans are there to watch me play. I want to impress that guy way up on top who probably worked his ass off to get a ticket or to get money to buy the ticket.
Do you really care about the guy who sat in the top deck at the Palace in Auburn Hills to watch you when you came to Detroit?
Yeah, because I know he's probably yelling at me and I want to shut him up. You know, he's calling me all kinds of names. I definitely want to shut him up.
Right.
You have a duty that if they're wanting to see you, and as an entertainer, I want to show. Right. So if the guys are coming to watch me play, I don't want to miss that opportunity. Now, physically, if I can't do it, then I can't do it. But physically, if I can do it and I just don't feel like doing it, that's a whole different lens.
That's the uniqueness in Jordan, in that he called it out right there at the end of that soundbite where he said there's a difference between I can't and, well, I can, but I just am unwilling to go that extra, give it that little extra.
Yep.
And Jordan just, first off, before anybody texts me, and text line, phone lines are open, 651-461-9226. I get it. Michael Jordan, he different. Like, he's a different cat. He was different. Wired, totally different. Totally get that. But that's why he's the GOAT. And the one thing that you can say about Michael Jordan, or you can never knock him about, was that you can't say that he never gave a damn about the fans. He gave his all, and when you spent your money, your hard-earned money, to go see the Chicago Bulls and the circus that was, because they were like the Beatles,
mm-hmm.
You knew what you were getting. He and the Bulls were rock stars, and every single time that you showed up at the arena to watch the Bulls play, you were going to get your money's worth. He never cheated the fans. Michael Jordan never once cheated the fans. He also went on, and to me, this is the one which really going to put the current players under the microscope. He mentions about, like, taking care of yourself and putting into question how you're spending your free time.
You know, back to your point of what load management is, you know, you play basketball 2.5 hours a day. 3 hours a day, right? That's your job. That's what you get paid to do as an NBA player. What are you doing the other 21 hours? I mean, to me, that's when you should be preparing for your next day at work or your next, you know, challenge. Now, I'm the worst. Maybe I'm not one of the guys that you would probably model that or, you know.
I was going to say, did you do that every time?
But you should think about that in retrospect of what load management really is. I always felt like One is a sense of pride for the fans that are paying.
Right.
Two is a sense of, you know, making sure that I stay sharp. You know, I'm not going to lose it. And three, I want our rhythm as a team to always be there. It can disrupt that synergy that's happening.
So let's be clear here. That is the example of why Michael Jordan was different. You know who else had that same philosophy about perfecting their free time? Was Kobe Bryant. Kobe talked about it all the time. That's why him and Shaq got into it, because Shaq wanted to rap. He wanted to have fun and kick. And Kobe was more, and it's not like Kobe never kicked it and never hung out. I mean, Kobe did some rap songs too, but Kobe was like, man, dude, I'm going to stay late at night working on my game, and I'm going to get up early working on my game because I'm a basketball player, and I'll do all the other stuff too. But Shaq, you need to get on my level. Bro, we're winning championships, but you know what? You got some things you can work on. I'm working on my game. Work on your damn free throws.
Yeah, that's where some players can get that perception that they're lazy. They don't put in the work. You got all these other things that you want to do. Like, being an athlete comes with an enormous amount of fame and opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand wanting to take advantage of those opportunities, because you have to strike while the iron's hot. Because you're not always going to be the guy that's in demand. I understand that. But I think the way that Jordan just explained it, I think is kind of how a lot of us feel. It's like, okay, yeah, you're an athlete. You play a game. Then what? Like, what are you doing with the rest of your time? And I know sometimes you're battling these things, like a Kawhi Leonard or a Joel Embiid or something. But are you willing to play through it? Or are you just really going to, at the first sign of something, we've already got this predetermined path that I'm going to play one, I'm going to sit two, I'm going to play one. Unless you're coming off of a serious injury, it's hard for fans to look at that and say, because you're right, because that may be the only shot that fans have to see that player.
And I actually put people in two different categories too. And some of you may disagree with this, and that's fine, at 651-461-9226. But I actually do look at players in different situations through a different lens. And what I mean by that is that, to me, there's a difference in terms of the amount of criticism or the microscope with regards to your downtime or free time that I'm going to put on a guy that's young, early 20s, single, versus veteran guy that's been around, early 30s, mid-30s, whatever, with a family and
yep.
kids. They're polar opposites to me. Guy that's in his 30s with 2-3 kids and a wife, or maybe, let's not even say that he's married, versus the 22-year-old emerging star that, you know, they may have a kid, but no girlfriend, whatever. That, to me, that's two separate
completely
situations.
Yeah, you're at a different point in life. And I mean, those that have kids, no. You
when
have
you're older, you know better.
Yeah, you have your pre-kid life, and then you got your post-kid life, your family life. Like,
would anybody tell Antonio Cromartie that?
No. your priorities should change.
Philip Rivers?
Ooh. How many kids he got now?
I don't know, man.
I mean,
they're still popping out kids.
I think he's populated the entire county of Orange County.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Man.
Good for him, though.
Coming up next, I've got questions with regards to NFL injuries and one NBA injury involving Anthony Edwards, Dr. David Chow, Pro Football Doc on Twitter. Fabulous. He's like the best in the business. He joins us next year on The Lake Show. All right, welcome back to The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Our next guest on the John Shustakoa Banker Hotline is just, he's phenomenal. He is absolutely phenomenal. I was first introduced to his analysis with regards to breaking down injuries in the National Football League back when I was in Kansas City at 610 Sports Radio. Dr. David Chow, he goes by Pro Football Doc on Twitter, or we call it X now, but he is amazing. Ex-NFL head team doc for 17-plus years. Also follow Sports Injury Central on X. He does a remarkable job the entire weekend, really throughout the week, of breaking down and giving you the latest information on injuries, and he joins us now here on The Lake Show. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us here on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me, and as a footnote, I was an assistant team physician with the Minnesota Vikings back in the day.
Really?
Fred Zamberletti was the head athletic trainer. He's in the Ring of Honor. Dr. Fisher was the head doctor. Warren Moon was the quarterback. Robert Smith, Jake Reed, Chris Carter, John Randall, you name it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thanks for being on the show. The next time that I talk to Warren Moon, I'm going to mention that you've joined the show, because I literally, back in the spring, was a part of doing a Q&A with Warren Moon at the Mall of America, because he's in a documentary with the Quincy Avery Effect. So we did something out there at the mall. So that was pretty awesome.
Awesome.
All right, so I want to start with hamstring injuries. Why are hamstring injuries so tricky, and are they harder to deal with in football as opposed to basketball, or which is tougher?
I think hamstring injuries are hard for all elite athletes. I mean, you can call the hamstring, it's, you know, the power in your legs, so to speak. And it all depends on the type of hamstring. They're not all the same. Grade one, you can call it mild. Two, moderate. Grade three, severe or more complete. So not all hamstring strains are the same type and level, and even location. I would argue it's hard for any top level athlete to play through it. And I think these guys in the NFL and NBA do so more often than we even know.
What would you say is the range when you talk about, you know, with the one versus a three, what is the range in terms of weeks? Because Vikings running back Aaron Jones, he just returned last week from being on the injured list for 4 weeks. And now Anthony Edwards in the NBA with the Minnesota Timberwolves, he's dealing with an injury from this past Sunday, and it sounds like he's going to be out for 2 weeks.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but 2 weeks would be great news for Anthony Edwards. I think the 2 weeks is sort of a check back with me time 2 weeks. You know, it's sort of like the 10 a.m. flight now posted to leave at 11 doesn't mean it's leaving at 11, right? It's just the next time. And the reason why I say that is it is hard because basketball, and he's a spectacular athlete. He's got to go both ways. And guess what? It's early season still. In the NFL, 85% by week 9 here is a good week. In the NBA, and I'm not begrudging any NBA athlete, if you're only 85% and it's November, it's smarter to wait and get fully healthy than to turn something into a chronic issue. So there's a lot of things that factor into it. It's not even just as simple as the type of hamstring, the level of hamstring, but a lot of factors go into return to play.
Dr. David Chow, Pro Football Doc, joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Carson Wentz has been in the news, clearly. He played with a dislocated shoulder and a torn labrum, and he just recently had surgery just this week. Are you surprised that he was able to even play the last couple of weeks with those injuries?
No, because this is what NFL athletes do. They're tough, and Carson outlined it very well. He said he was given his options. He knew what the risks were, informed consent. And look, I actually know your head coach very well, Kevin O'Connell. He's a San Diego State kid, local area for me. I'm in San Diego. He's a very smart guy. He's a player's coach. He would never put anyone in harm's way. And Carson Wentz hopefully cleared it all up, that what the Minnesota Vikings and the medical staff did. And look, I haven't seen his x-rays or his MRI, but I can cite you numerous examples, including of quarterbacks that have played through that. Just last year, Justin Herbert played through the entire season with a dislocating torn labrum in the left shoulder, got it fixed in the offseason the previous year. And not that long ago, Baker Mayfield had a similar circumstance. I'm not comparing them all, and by no way, shape, or form am I saying that Carson should have finished the season. I'm not saying that at all. Every injury is a little bit different. Carson displayed good toughness in trying to play through, at least until J.J. McCarthy can get healthy with his ankle and return to play. Kudos to him. It's a player's right to have informed consent and take a risk and return to play. It's also a player's right to say, no mas, I got to get it fixed. And Carson's doing that now.
I think you hit it right on the head, because I've had the same take. When I look at Kevin O'Connell, who I respect and I like as a coach, I don't think that he would put Carson Wentz in, you know, a bad spot to get injured even in you know, worse than what he was. The bottom line is that Carson, too, as a player, you know, he has the ability to be able to say, look, I can't go. I don't have it in me. With regards to the surgery, how long of a rehab for him to be ready and prepared for maybe next year?
Well, if Carson wants to play next season, I think he can be ready ahead of the start of training camp next year. It's a 6, no more than 9 month recovery, so the timeline lines up that if he wishes to continue to play, I think it's a minimal factor, especially since it's his left non-throwing shoulder.
Got you. All right, I wanted to ask you about a guy that, when healthy, is as good of a left tackle as you're going to find in the National Football League, and that's Christian Darrisaw. He just hasn't been right this season, coming back from the torn ACL. I do a show with Ahmad Hicks from Channel 9, the Fox affiliate here. He asked Christian Darrisaw off camera at the end of, or over the weekend, he asked him about the injury, and he said, how many, you know, ligaments did you tear? And he said, I tore my entire knee. He struggled to practice at times. You can see that he's not comfortable on the field. He talks about he doesn't want to wear the brace. How long is the typical recovery from an ACL injury, or maybe when you have other ligaments that are damaged? Because he hasn't been out for a full year. He hasn't been out for 365 days.
Yeah, well, by video, and we do, as you know, injury analysis by video, not injury reporting. We deal in insider knowledge of NFL injuries and what they look like, not insider information like you may have here, Henry. But it looked to us like it was always a multi-ligament tear, more than ACL, at least ACL and MCL. And kudos to him for coming back so early. And the fact is, he's not 100% yet. How do we know that? First of all, that's not the Christian Darrisaw we're used to seeing. Second of all, from last time I watched Viking games, he was still platooning at left tackle, right? I mean, there was a need. The backup got hurt. He's been activated and playing for the Vikings, doing his best for his teammates. And I think he should be thanked and congratulated for trying to play through at less than 100% rather than anyone disparaging that he's not ready to go.
Well, let me ask you this to wrap things up. Is this the type of injury, though, that you can come off of rehabbing and off the sidelines and be on a pitch count in terms of, like, if you're not 100%, should you even try to give it a go?
Well, I mean, if you're not 100% and you're not going to give it a go, then I hate to tell you this, and the Vikings wouldn't be able to field 46 players this Sunday.
That's
I mean,
true. Yeah.
85% is a good week in the NFL come week nine. So that's just the nature of the sport. And if you believe that there are five athletic trainers, three team physicians traveling, and physical therapists to every away game for those five injuries that are in the injury report, I got something else coming for you, or a bridge to sell you. There's a lot more going on behind the scenes, and that's sort of the nature of the sport. Of course, it is the medical staff's job to warn people, especially of worse injuries, and not to get things to a point where there's permanent damage. That is absolutely an obligation of medical. But let me tell you, the big fallacy is, at least in my time in the NFL, it was never the team or the coach that was forcing a guy to play. It was the athlete begging me, hey, let me go and play. That was the norm, not the other way around. And if I had to put the brakes on, it was for the athlete himself not to want to go.
All right, so what were the years that you were here in Minnesota?
I was in Minnesota 94-5, so, you know, Randall McDaniel was there, and Todd Stussy, and Vince Glenn was there tiny bit in that year. You know, the head coach, the middle linebacker was, I'm blanking on his name, USC guy, Jack Del Rio.
Yep.
I mean, Tony Dungy was a defensive coordinator. Offensive coordinator was Brian Billick. And, of course, the head coach was Mr. Green.
Yeah, Denny Green.
The head coach. Denny Green was the head coach. Those are just – I haven't thought about those names in a while, so sorry if I paused a second. I got to stretch back. That was, you know, 30 years ago, you know, lifetime ago.
Well, man, if you're ever in this way, give us a shout. I know you got the younger kids. If you ever make it this way, take them to the Mall of America, for Christ's sake.
I've been to the Mall of America, and that little amusement park is quite fun, especially for little kids.
Hey, we're big fans of your work. You do a phenomenal job, Dr. David Chow. I appreciate your time this evening, and hopefully we'll talk before the season's over again.
Thank you.
All right. Dr. David Chow, ProFootball.com. Give him a follow on Twitter. He's the best in the business. Also, check him out, Sports Injury Central on X. That'll wrap up this hour, opening hour of the Lake Show. We're going to continue the NFL conversation because you know who joins us at 7:05 on Thursdays. He's actually hosting the show tomorrow. That's Matthew Collar, the Purple Insider. What does he have to say about Minnesota Viking football? What does he think of everything that occurred with Carson Wentz, with Christian Darrisaw? We talk to our guy, Matthew Collar. He joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.